And finally, again, you know, talking about that disaster, John, my last question to you would be, now that they've gone to 1-1, there were not many people who were suggesting that England could win a test in India given their spin troubles, but they have really, really fought back. And I think the case for their spin troubles has been put to rest. Do you think that England can actually dream of a serious win here in India?
Well, if we're looking at sort of them dreaming of a series win, I know England fans are on the whole very optimistic, so they're always dreaming. There is a chance, because as you say, nobody really expected them to still be in it, perhaps after two test matches, and they've shown they can compete with India. They're playing spin bowling well, they're bowling spin bowling particularly well, and they seem to have a handle over most of the Indian batsmen. They've still got to play exceptionally well, because India on their home turf are a formidable opponent. And if you think about it, England have only won more than one test in a series in India. Well, it was way back in the 80s, before you and I were even born, I think, Chetan. So it just goes to show that they're not only battling against India, they're also battling against the history books as well. And they maybe just got to sort of bear that in mind. There's still obviously a long way to go and a lot of effort, but it has become a much more of a realistic possibility now that England could just win this series. Even if they draw the series, as they did in 2006, I think that would be an enormous achievement. To go on and win it would almost make this team very, very special indeed.